Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一同再翻开哥林多前书。
Now let's together turn our Bible to 1 Corinthians.
我们早上愿意从第一章十八节，我们看到第二章第九节。
Now this morning we will read from chapter 1, verse 18 to chapter 2, verse 9.
好不好？我们一节一节的来读一遍好了。
We're going to read these paragraphs in verse by verse, please.
哥林多前书第一章十八节开始。
Starting from 1 Corinthians chapter 18.
因为十字架的道理在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
就如经上所记，我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。
For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent.
智慧人在哪里？文士在哪里？这世上的辨识在哪里？神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗？
Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world?
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
犹太人是要神迹，新移人是求智慧。
For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom.
我们却是全钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
But we preach Christ crucified to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness.
但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
弟兄们呐，可见你们蒙召的按肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。
For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called.
神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧。又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty.
神也拣选了世上卑贱的、被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的。
And the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are.
使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。
That no flesh of glory in his presence.
但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
如经上所记夸口的，当指着主夸口。
That as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
And I, brethren, when I came to you,did not come with excellence of speech or of superior wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God.
因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。
I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证。
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
That your faith shall not be in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
然而，在完全人中，我们也讲智慧，但不是这世上的智慧，也不是这世上有权有位将要败亡之人的智慧。
However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
我们所讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧，就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的。
But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden mystery which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
这智慧世上有权有位的人没有一个知道，他们若知道就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上了。
Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
如经上所记，神为爱他的神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
我们圣经就暂时读到这里。
Now we simply pause here from our scripture reading.
我们读了很长的一段经文。
This is such a long passage of the scriptures.
但是我愿意重点跟教大家注意的是第一章第三十节。
But the very focus of the whole passage that I would like you to pay attention to is in chapter 1, verse 30.
说，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
The verse says,But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
弟兄姊妹，今天你知不知道你在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, do you know today where you are?
今天你知不知道你为什么在那里？
And do you know why you are there?
我们感谢主，今天我们在这里都是信主的弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord that today all of us here areBrothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们不论是在什么地方信主的。
No matter where you believe in the Lord.
早上我跟我们住的我的住家的姊妹谈，哦，她是在一个天主教背景里面，然后最后来到这里信主蒙恩的。
Now this morning, as I spoke with my hostess, in whose family I stayed, and I was told that she came from a Catholic background, and after she came to the States, she was saved.
那我呢，是在一个可以说中国传统或者是佛教家庭里面长大的，但是今天我也信了主。
And I grew up in a traditional Buddhist family, and today I believe in the Lord too.
你可能是在一个基督教家庭里面长大的。
Maybe you grew up in a Christian family.
但是我们知道，今天我们信主，我们得以在基督耶稣里，不管你的背景是怎么样，都是本乎神。
Now, but we do know this, regardless of your background, today we believe in the Lord and we are in Christ Jesus, and this is all done because of God.
是神把我们从不同的背景里面带到他的面前。
It is God who has led us from various backgrounds and led us to Him.
所以我们这些信主的人，我们说你在哪里呢？
So all of us who believe in the Lord, where are we?
我们都说我们在基督耶稣里，对不对？
We all say that we are in Christ Jesus, right?
那我们知道我们得以在基督耶稣里，这个地位是神给的。
And we know that the reason that we are in this position in Christ Jesus is given by God.
刚才我们所读的一章三十节，它不单只是告诉我们这一个地位。
Now, in chapter 1, verse 30, not only tells us about our position in the Lord,
它下面还有一半。
And the latter part of this verse,
它说神又使他，这个他是耶稣基督。
It says God made him, and this speaks of Jesus Christ.
神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
God made Jesus Christ become for us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption.
这里说什么呢？
What does
this mean? 就是当我们信主的时候，我们整个人，我们的地位改变了。
That is when we believe in the Lord, all our position has been changed.
不单单我们的地位改变。
Not only is our position being changed.
我们的实质，我们里面的性质也起了变化。
But the very essence nature of us has also been changed.
因为他这告诉我们说，神又使基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
Because God has made Jesus Christ to become for us wisdom, the righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
我们得以在基督里是讲到我们信了主，我们的地位。
Now, when we say we are able to be in Christ Jesus, speaks of our position.
或者是我们有了儿子的地位。
Or to say we have the position of sonship.
但是神又使基督成为我们的智慧、圣洁、公义、救赎，这说我们里面有了神儿子的实质。
Now, God has made Jesus Christ to become for us wisdom from God.Righteousness, sanctification, redemption, this speaks of the very essence of our life.
弟兄姊妹，当神造人的时候，在伊甸园里面的人是照着神的形象和样式造的。
Brothers and sisters, when God made man in the Garden of Eden, God made man in the image of him, in the likeness of him.
但是他们这些人里面缺少了神的性质，或者是更清楚的说，他们里面缺了神的生命。
But these people lack the divine nature. To put it more clearly, they simply lack the life of God.
但是如今呢？
But what about now?
神不单只把我们放在基督耶稣里。
Not only has God placed us in Christ Jesus.
神还把基督放在我们里面。
But also he has placed Christ in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们真正一个信主的人。
So brothers and sisters, for us who truly believe in the Lord.
一个很署名的弟兄穆安德烈 Andrew Murray 他说救恩呢、啊、不单单是我们的罪得赦免我们能够进天堂。
Now spiritual brother Andrew Murray says this, salvation enables us not only to go to heaven having our sins forgiven.
说救恩可以用一句话来总括的说出，就是在基督里与基督在你里面。
Now this salvation in a nutshell could be said like this, Christ in you and you in Christ.
对，基督是为了我们，也在我们的里面。 Christ is in you and is for you.
For our sake, Christ is in you and for you.
弟兄姊妹，你在看到这一件事吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you see this is the one thing that
是在基督里，与基督在我们里面，这个才是一个全备的救恩。
The full salvation is simply Christ in you and you in Christ.
或者是说，基督是救恩的开始。
Or to say this, that Christ is the very beginning of salvation.
基督也是救恩的成终。
And he is also the very end of our salvation.
你在基督里面。
You are in Christ.
基督有在你里面。
And in Christ in you.
这个才是一个全备的。
And this is the full salvation.
所以当我们信主的时候。
So when we believe in the Lord.
神把我们放在基督里。
God has placed us in Christ.
也就是说，基督一切的丰盛，对我们来说是完全打开的。
That's to say all the fullness of Christ has now been opened to us.
我们可以去支取。
We can now appropriate all the fullness of Christ.
在哥罗西书里面就告诉我们说， 二章第九节，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
Now in Colossians 2, we read that all the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in Christ.
而且我们在他里面也得了丰盛。
And we in him are complete.
这个是多么荣耀的一个地位。
Oh, what a glorious status.
所以今天我们信主的人，弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,All of us who believe in the Lord today, God has already placed us in Him.
就是基督一切的丰盛对我们都是打开的，我们可以去支取的。
To say that all the fullness of Christ has now been opened to us, you simply can draw on that.
但是哥林多前书第一章第三十节把救恩讲得更进一步。
But here in 1 Corinthians 1:30 has taken theExplanation of the salvation one step further.
说神又使基督成为我们的智慧。
That is, God has made Christ to become our wisdom.
公义、圣洁、救赎。
Righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
也就是说，神把我们放在基督里的同时。
That's to say that at the same time when God has placed us in Christ.
神又使基督成为我们里面的。智慧、公义、圣洁。
He also has made him for us to become our very own righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
所以换一句话说，当我们信主的那一刻
，In another word, at the very moment you believe in the Lord,
神不单单把我们放在基督里
，Not only has he placed us in Christ,
而且又把基督放在我们里面
，But also he has placed Christ in us.
所以我们每一个信主的人
，So every believer in the Lord,
我们都是有基督的人。
Is the person who has Christ.
都有基督在我们的里面。
Is the person who has Christ in him or her.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们记得星期五传福音有一个弟兄在这领诗歌的时候他说是主活对不对
I recall that last Friday night while we had the gospel outreach meeting and the brother who led the singing chose this song, He Lives.
你知道他活在哪里呢
Do you know where he lives?
他活在你的里面。
He lives in your midst.
今天基督是在我们里面活。
Today, Jesus Christ simply lives within us.
所以他在我们里面是有震撼的。
He holds this shocking power in us.
他在我们里面是有功效的。
He is effective in us.
他在我们里面做工。
He's working in us.
弟兄姊妹，你怎么知道基督在你里面呢
？Brothers and sisters, how do you know Christ living in you?
你说很简单，因为他在我们里面活，对不对？
You would say, well, it's very simple because Christ lives in me.
他在我们里面一直活，一直在我们里面要完成他伟大救赎的工作。
And he will continue to live in us until the very point where he actually accomplishes God's great redemption.
在哥林多前书第一章三十节那里说
Now, 1 Corinthians 1:30
神又使他成为我们的智慧公义圣洁救赎
Of him you are in Christ Jesus who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
如果我们真是读原文的圣经啊，这个智慧这两个字后面呢是有两点，是一个 colon， 是一个冒号。
If you really read the original language, then you will see that right after the word wisdom, there is a colon, and then It continues on.
啊，也就是说，这个智慧包括了下面所讲的公义、圣洁、救赎这三件事。
That means wisdom includes the following three things: righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
也就是说，基督成为我们的智慧。
That's to say, Christ has become our wisdom.
弟兄姊妹，当你在这里来读下面。的内容是个智慧的内容，是讲到基督就成为我们的公义、圣洁、救赎。
Brothers and sisters, as you continue to read on the very content of wisdom, we see that Jesus has now become our righteousness, our sanctification, and our redemption.
我们在前面两天晚上，我们曾经提到智慧这个字。
In the last two nights, we mentioned the term wisdom.
人讲到智慧呢，不单单是对一些人事物有一些深入的了解跟认识。
When men talk about wisdom, it's not only just having this deeper understanding of man, matter, or things.
而并且能够把它 很有效率的把我们所知识这些知识实行出来。
But it also contains the note that you effectively apply your knowledge to the, your life.
所以我们讲到地上人的智慧。
So when we talk about the human wisdom on earth,
就是很实用的。
It's very practical.
能够解决问题。
It's able to solve problems.
今天人在发明一些的东西能够解决我们这个 communication 的这些的问题这个人就非常有智慧。
Today, as men are inventing all kinds of gadgets to resolve all the communication problems, then we feel, oh, these people are so wise.
但是我们讲到属灵的智慧呢？
What about the spiritual wisdom that we are concerned with here?
或者是神的智慧。
Or to say, what is the wisdom of God?
那这个是神那里说启，有一些启示给我们。
It seems that God has given us some revelation.
而且这些的启示能够实际的应验，实行在我们身上。
And this revelation can actually be very practically carried out and fulfilled in us.
是有果效的。
You can see the fruit of this wisdom.
能够应用出来。
It's applicable.
能够解决问题。
It's able to solve problems.
那今天我们在神面前，或者神在我们的面前，最大的问题是什么呢？
Now between us and God, whether before God or God before us, what's the greatest problem?
就是我们与神当中有了沟通的问题。
That is this problem of communication between God and us.
我们需要跟神有 communication.
We do need to have communication with God. Isn't this right?
神的智慧是什么呢？
Then what is God's wisdom?
神使基督就成为我们的智慧。
He made Jesus Christ to become our wisdom.
就是神用基督来解决我们与他当中的问题。
God's very wisdom is to use Christ to solve all the problems between us and Him.
我们都知道我们与神的问题是怎么解决的呢？
And we all know how has God resolved the problems between us and Him.
我们都知道我们人跟神当中的问题，之所以能够解决，是靠着耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And we also know that the reason that all the problems between God and us could be resolved is simply because Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
但是在世人来看，
But in the viewpoint of man,
十字架的道理是愚拙的。
The message of the cross is foolishness.
但是说在我们得救的人来讲，
But as to us who are being saved,
十字架道理却是神的大能。
The very message of the cross is the power of God.
所以世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神。
Therefore, since men by their own wisdom did not retain the knowledge of God,
神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人。
Then it pleases God to use the wisdom of God to save those who believe.
今天人的智慧是人以为能够实行的，人以为能够接受的智慧是什么呢？
Today, what is the wisdom that man deemed applicable or acceptable?
就是以为他们自己要做一些事情。
That is that man just want to do something.
我觉得是他们能够做的，他们能够想到的事情。
All the things they're able to do, all the things they can think of.
但是人凭着自己能够解决问题吗？
But by man's own efforts, are they able to solve all the problems?
我们都知道神凭自己能够做什么呢？
We all know this. By God himself, what can he do?
人想了办法，只能够用无花果树的叶子来遮盖自己的羞耻，来到神的跟前，对不对？
Man could only use the leaves of fig tree as a loin covering to come before God.
这是人是靠自己的手、自己的思想所能够做出做到的。
To cover their own shamefulness, this is something that men can do by their own thoughts, by their own hands.
他觉得这是他的智慧。
And men feel that, oh, this is our wisdom.
但是我们都知道，天起凉风的时候，这些树叶子就不能够遮盖，不能够解决 问起。
But when the day is cool, we see that as the breeze went through the place and all of the fig tree leaves simply fell off, couldn't solve the problem.
什么是智慧？
Then what is wisdom?
智慧乃是能够完美的解决问题。
Wisdom should be able to solve the problems perfectly.
人与神中间最大的不和谐。
Now the greatest inharmony between God and man.
那是因着神，因着人的不义。
It's because of man's unrighteousness.
人没有义。
Men simply do not have righteousness.
怎么去见这位公义的神？
How could they come to see the righteous God?
所以当神在园子当中行走的时候，
So when God was walking in the Garden of Eden,
这些犯罪的人，
All these people who sinned,
因为他没有办法来见神，
Because they cannot come to see God,
所以他们只能够躲避神，
They could only hid themselves from him.
所以耶和华在园子里面呼唤人说，人啊，你在哪里？
Therefore, the Lord God called man, Where are you?
人犯罪背叛神之后，就不敢见神的面。
After man sinned, rebelled against God, they would not dare to see God.
因为我们是不义的。
Because we are unrighteous.
我们是不对的。
We are wrong.
我们不完整，我们不准确，我们不敢见公义的神。
We are incomplete, we inaccurate, we simply do not dare to see this righteous God.
我们想办法拿无花果树的叶子做衣服来遮盖自己的羞耻。
Therefore, we try our best to use the leaves of the fig tree to cover our own shame.
但是人不能。
But man couldn't.
好像我们传福音的时候，我们读过以赛亚书64:6说，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Just as the gospel outreach, we talk about this verse in Isaiah 64, saying that we are all like unclean things, and our righteousnesses are just like filthy rags.
人怎么能够在神面前被称为义呢？
So how can man be justified before God?
人怎么能够在神面前成为对的呢？
How can we be in the right before him?
圣经里面最古老的一卷书《约伯记》9:2已经问了这个问题。
Now, in the oldest book written in the Old Testament, the whole Bible, Job in 9:2, Job asked the same question.
说，但人在神面前怎能成为义呢？
Truly, I know it is so, but how can a man be righteous before God?
我们实在知道。
We truly know this.
我们今天没有办法靠自己在神面前来解决我们的难处。
It's simply, there's no way for us by our own efforts to solve our problems before God.
我们都知道，在哥林多后书5:21告诉我们。
And also, as we read 2 Corinthians 5:11,
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在神面前成为神的义。
God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, so that we would become the righteousness of God before him.
使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
God made him who knew no sin to become sin for us.
我们都知道，这个就是皮子做衣服所带出来的那一件事情。
And we all know this is the very fact that God used the tunic of skin to be their clothing, and this is the spiritual meaning of it.
皮子做的衣服，就是说从被杀的羔羊身上剥下来的皮做我们的衣服。
Now, as to the tunic of skin, God made it from the skin from the lamb which was slain and used it as our garment.
然后穿在亚当夏娃的身上。
And then put the tunic of skin on Adam and Eve.
不单只可以遮盖他们的羞耻。
Not only would it cover their shame.
而且叫神在他们身上所看见的不是他们的丑陋跟他们的羞耻，乃是那只披在他们身上的羔羊。
But when God looked at them, he did not see the ugliness and shamefulness of them, but the very lamb of God, Christ, in them.
羔羊所表现的一切是义的，是对的，是合乎神的。
Everything the lamb manifests is right, is righteous, and it's according to God.
所以神就称这些披着羔羊的人为义。
Therefore, God could call all of those who put on the lamb righteous.
神又使他成为我们的公义。
Therefore, God has made Christ to become our righteousness.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道，我们今天哦，你说你在这里跟我们传福音呢、啊。
I suppose you all brothers and sisters know about this. Maybe you would say, "Well, are you sharing the gospel with us now?"
弟兄姊妹，我们是在传福音。
Yes, brothers and sisters, we are preaching the gospel.
我们一生一世，福音在我们身上都是那样有功效的。
Because all our lives, the gospel should be effective as it is.
但是这个福音是世人凭着自己的智慧，他们不认识神，他们不能够去接受的。
But this is the gospel that man, by their own wisdom, do not know it and cannot accept it.
因为他们觉得这个方法不够智慧。
Because they think this method is not wise.
这个方法我没有参与。
And in this method, I have no part.
今天人他们所能够接受、所能够相信的。
What is that today, in today that men could accept and believe?
一定是要他们在他们的理性里面通通都过的。
It's something that has to pass their reason.
如果他在他们的头脑里面通不过，觉得这些事情都是不可能、不存在的。
If this cannot stand the test of their brain, they think, "Oh, this doesn't exist."
地上的人，他只信自己所有跟自己所能够做的。
Because people on earth only believe in what they have and also what they have done.
但是神却借着十字架来完成了这个救恩。
But God has accomplished his salvation through the cross.
他的大能拯救人。
Through his mighty power, he has saved man.
这个方法
This very method
损害了人的尊严。
Has frustrated man's pride.
所以人继续的拒绝神的救法。
That's why man continue to reject God's salvation.
所以在不信的人在世人神的方法他们说是愚拙的。
Therefore, to the unbelievers before the man of the world, they simply do not think this is wise.
今天地上的人。
Now, today, people on earth.
特别是那些有思有头脑有思想的人。
Especially those intellectuals with a very high quality of mindset.
或者他们自以为有思想、有头脑的。
Or they probably think themselves as being intellectual and also having great thoughts.
他们只信他们自己有的跟自己所能够做的。
So they only believe in what they hold and what they could do.
如果他们自己做不到，他们自己不能够去想得通的话，
If they themselves cannot do it or they cannot understand it,
他们觉得这个不是智慧，这个不是行得通的事情。
They would say this is not wisdom, it simply cannot work.
他们以为他们人能够做一切的事情。
They believe man can do anything.
其实这里面就隐藏着人极大的骄傲。
But in all this, it's hidden the great pride of man.
啊，我整天要跟这个，看到你们这些年轻人要对你们讲几句话哟。
Now again, as I see you young people, I just have the burden to say something to you.
你知道今天如果你们进的这些所谓的这些名牌的大学啊，我整天跟这些名牌大学过不去啊。
It seems that I really have this issue with prestigious colleges. Now, all day long, you want to enter this, famed prestigious colleges. Because there are so many wise people teaching there as professors.
特别是又搞哲学啦，就是搞这些文学的很多这些的人。
Especially in the field of philosophies or in the literature.
很多这种人，你就发现都是无神论的。
Now, so many of them, as you find out, that they are actually atheists.
因为他们觉得他们是地上最有智慧的人。
Because they feel they are the wisest men on earth.
没有事情他们想不通，
nothing,
做不到的。
They cannot do nothing. They cannot figure out.
如果他们想不通，他们做不到的那些事情，都是愚拙的。
Anything that they can't figure out or they cannot put their hands on is simply foolish.
他们觉得你们讲的这些，耶稣基督并他钉十字架，这是给乡下老太太听的。
So they feel that this very Jesus Christ and Him crucified, this kind of message is only for those old ladies in the villages.
但如果当你读了哥林多前书的时候
，But when you read First Corinthians,
这些的想法不是需要他们这些人去发明、去教你们。圣经里面老早就说了。
This very thought of God does not need to be taught or invented by them because it has already clearly stated in the Bible.
他们以为他们想不通，他们做不到的，就是愚拙的事情。
They feel anything that they cannot figure it out or they cannot do is something foolish.
哥林多前书一章二十节已经告诉我们。
But here in 1 Corinthians,chapter 1, verse
20. 世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就恶意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe.
犹太人是要神迹。
Jews request a sign.
什么叫做神迹？犹太人是靠眼见。
Now, what is a sign? It means that Jews live by sight.
希利尼人是求智慧，什么是智慧？就是他们靠人的思想。
Now, Greeks seek after wisdom. What is wisdom? That is by the human thought.
二十三节，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。
Verse 23, but we preach Christ crucified to the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks foolishness.
在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人是希利尼人。基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But to those who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现吗？
Now, brothers and sisters, you find.
今天地上的人自以为有智慧。
People on earth feel they are wise.
就以为他们。做不到，他们想不通的事情都是愚拙的。
They feel that anything they cannot do, anything they don't understand are things foolish.
但是他们不知道。
But they do not know.
人要来到神的面前。
For men to come before God.
解决罪的问题。
To solve the very problem of sin.
解决不义的问题。
The very problem of unrighteousness.
你跟我。一点忙都帮不上。
You and I have not no part at all. We cannot chip in anything.
你跟我没有资格在救恩的上面帮上一点忙。
You and I are not qualified to help in any way in this very matter of salvation.
只能够靠着耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
This can only be done by Jesus Christ and Him.
因为我们这些不义的人在公义的神面前没有路走。
Now, because all of us who are unrighteous simply have no way out before the righteous judge.
我们只能够凭着简单的相信与接受。
We can only resolve all the problems by simple faith, simply receive Him.
这是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
神的智慧就把这些不义的人带到公义的神的面前，让基督成为我们的义。
This is the very wisdom of God that, through Jesus Christ, He brought all of us unrighteous before Him, before this righteous God, to become justified.
神又使他成为我们的公义。
And here now again, God has made Jesus Christ to become our righteousness.
叫我们因信被称为义。
So that we're justified by faith.
今天我们再说。
Today we say it again.
为什么十字架成为这些 人的绊脚石呢？
Why the cross becomes the stumbling block to them? Because they're proud.
他们觉得他们没有参与这件事情，就不应该存在。
Because they feel that we have no part in it, so this thing should not exist.
所以在那灭亡的人，十字架为愚拙。
Therefore, to those who are perishing, the message of the cross is foolishness.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise the Lord.
神的救恩。
God's salvation.
是使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他面前成为神的义。
God's salvation enables him who knew no sin to become sin for us, so that we become the righteousness of God before him.
罗马书第五章十八节十九节这里告诉我们。
Now, as we read Romans 5:18-19,
如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪，照样也因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
信称义，这是伟大救恩的基础。
Justification by faith is the very foundation of this great salvation.
我们今天重生得救，称义成圣的根据，就是因着我们信耶稣为我们所做成的。
Today we are saved, justified, sanctified, is simply because we believe in what Jesus Christ has accomplished for us.
我们今天能够在神面前站立。
And today, the very reason that we could stand before God,
这是神的智慧。
Is the wisdom of God.
他是我们的公义。
He is our righteousness.
不单指我们今天被因信称义，
but it's more than the very fact that we're justified by faith today.
约翰一书第二章二十九节告诉我们。
First Corinthians 2.
约翰一书 First John.
First John.
第二章二十九节告诉我们。
29.
你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him.
所以每一个信主的人，
so every believer in the Lord,
都有基督那个义的生命，
has this righteous life of Christ.
所以在基督里面活，他就是一个义的人。
If he lives in Christ, then he is a righteous person.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到吗？
So brother and sister, do you see it here now?
约翰一书第三章第七节又告诉我们。
As 1 John 3:7 also tells us,
说小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous.
在我们里面，
within
主的生命是公义的。
Within us, God's life is righteous.
所以我们这些知道他是公义的，也就是凡行公义之人都是神所生的。
So all of us who know that he is righteous should practice righteousness to know that you are born of God.
所以我们知道，我们一方面我们蒙恩得救，神把基督作为我们的义。
So on the one hand, we know we are born again, that God has made Jesus Christ as our righteousness, and his righteous life live in us.
而且我们还要行义。
On the other hand, we have to practice righteousness.
我们要把义行出来。
We have to work out this righteousness.
如果我们多行不义，就是与我们生命相反。
If we abound in unrighteousness, we are contrary to this life.
但是我们知道，我们今天能够行义，不是因行律法而得的义。
But we know that today we are able to practice righteousness. This righteousness is not from following the law.
而是我们这些人是因着生命有这个义的生命 而有义的生活。
But it is because of this righteous life within us, so we can live a life of righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，一个信主有在被神称义的人。
So brothers and sisters, a person who is justified by the Lord.
不单单神说我们 OK， 我们对吗？
As a believer, it's not simply that God says you're okay, so we're okay.
而且我们里面对于义有一个很强的感觉。
But actually, it is that within us we have this very strong feeling toward righteousness.
We need to practice righteousness.
That is, we need to practice righteousness.
我们要行义。
We need to work out this righteousness.
我们不能够在很多事情有妥协。
We should not be compromised in many things.
在马太福音五章二十节告诉我们。
Now, as we read in Matthew 5:20,
他说：“我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜过文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
The verse says, "For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven."
今天我们这些信主的人
，Today all of us who believe in the Lord，
我们不是因为律法的规条，我们要这样做，我们要那样做。
Now, we do things not because of all the ordinances of laws.
今天我们这些信主的人
But all of us today who believe in the Lord.
我们做得好，我们做得对。
Whether we do good or do right.
我们不是根据摩西怎么样像法利赛人这样我们要守这个律法我们要守这个律法
It's not based upon the Mosaic teaching saying to all the Israelites now you do this and do that
因为保罗说我们在基督里面我们都是自由的人
Because as Paul says that in Christ we are all free men
我们不受一些规条所束绑
We are no longer bound by some statutes or precepts
但是我们是根据一个生命而生活
We do live by this life.
那这个生命在我们里面
And this life dwells within us.
基督在我们的里面
And Christ is in us.
基督是我们的智慧
So Christ is our wisdom.
在这个智慧里面
In this wisdom.
是公义的
It contains righteousness.
是圣是圣洁的
Sanctification
而且是真正的救赎
As well as real redemption
是完全 得救的
So we are saved entirely
所以马太福音告诉我们说你们的义若不胜过文士跟法利赛人的义断不能进天国
Therefore we read in Matthew 5 For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven
弟兄姊妹你就看到吗
So brothers and sisters do you see it here
地上的人说如果我们不去努力我们不去做什么这些我们都觉得这些都不是真的
Men on earth would say we do not make an effort we do not do things thenAll these are not true.
但是神的福音告诉我们，我们做不了什么。
But according to the gospel of God, we simply cannot do anything.
我们靠着自己做不了什么。
By ourselves, we cannot make it.
所以要解决我们的问题，怎么解决
？So, how to solve our problem?
不是我们做什么。
It's not that anything we could do.
是基督替我们完成一切。
But Christ has accomplished everything for us.
让我们去相信。
And then by simple,
我们去接受。
Faith, receive it.
当我们接受的时候
，When we receive it,
基督的生命，这个公义的生命在我们里面。
Christ's life, His righteousness life now is within us.
我们就按照这个生命来活。
Then by this life we live.
我们就一定能够行出义来。
And then for sure we are able to do practice righteousness.
而且我们所行的义是超过。文士跟法利赛人。
And the righteousness we practice actually exceeded. All the righteousness of Pharisees and the scribes.
弟兄姊妹，这一次当我看哥林多前书的时候
，So brothers and sisters, this time as I have been reading First Corinthians,
我们昨天晚上曾经说过，我说一条线是讲到教会的建造。
Now last night I mentioned that in this book it shows a line that speaks of the edification, building up of the church.
一条线我们是讲到生命的成长。
And the other line speaks of the growth of life.
我读过一篇江守道弟兄的信息。
I read one message from Brother Stephen Kong.
他说，建造教会的 七根柱子。
He mentioned the seven pillars to build up the church.
他讲到第一根柱子是什么
？Then, what is the first pillar?
就是公义。
That is righteousness.
今天我们在教会的里面，我们一同追求，我们学习。被建造也建造教会。
Now today in the church, we pursue after God together. We learn to be built up, and also at the same time build up the church.
其中第一根柱子
，the first pillar of the seven pillars，
就是公义
，righteousness。
不单单是因信神加给我们的义
，it's not only the righteousness given to us by faith，
而且。还有说我们要有因信耶稣基督的行出来的义。
But also we need to have the righteousness acted out by the faith in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
在启示录十九章第七第八节那里。
19, 7 and 8.
说我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他。因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们信主蒙恩是因信被称为义。
Now, we believe in the Lord, we receive His grace, that is to be justified by faith.
是耶稣基督神的儿子在十字架上为我们成就了一切。
It's all because Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has accomplished everything on the cross.
我们一点忙都帮不上。
We cannot chip in whatsoever in this matter.
我们也没有资格在我们救恩、在我们得救事情上面，我们做什么
？Nor are we qualified to do anything in terms of our salvation.
但是当我们信主之后
，But after we believe in the Lord,
神把他儿子的生命给了我们。
God has granted the life of the Son of God to us.
叫我们因信被称为义。
So that by faith we are justified.
这是神的智慧，是人明白不过来的。
This is truly the wisdom of God that the wisdom people simply do not understand.
是神所做成的。
This is the thing that God has accomplished.
不单在我们地位改变。
Not only in terms of the change of our position.
而是神还把他儿子的生命放在我们里面。
But also God has placed the very life of the Son of God in us.
这是神的智慧。
And this is the wisdom of God.
这一个神儿子的生命
，This life of God's Son
成为我们的公义
，becomes our righteousness.
成为我们的圣洁
，becomes our sanctification.
成为我们的救赎
，becomes our redemption.
成为我们的生命
，becomes our very life.
他在我们的里面
，He is in us.
弟兄姊妹，这不光是一个地位，这是一个实际。
Dear ones, this is not only just a status; this is a reality.
这是一个生命。
This is a life.
这也是一个生活。
This is also living.
因为从他所生的，就必须行义。
Because he who is born of him practices righteousness.
我们在这里看到吗
？Have we seen it all here?
今天说那一天。当心腹装饰整齐的时候
，On the very bad day that the bride has been made ready, adorned,
她自己预备好了
，She has made herself ready.
就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
To her, it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright.
今天我们这个细麻衣还没有做好。
Now, as to us.Today, the fine linen is not fully finished yet.
这个细麻衣是什么
？And what is this fine linen?
这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
For the fine linen is the righteous act of the saints.
今天我们说我们信主， 我们神已经看我们对了，我们因信已经称义了。
Today, when we say we believe in the Lord, God sees us in a right position, and we're justified by faith.
但是我们知道，我们来到神的跟前。
But we know that when we come before the Lord,
我们有资格，就好像亚伦能够进到至圣所，是凭着他身上穿着大祭司的。
We are qualified to come in his presence, just like the high priest Aaron put down the priestly robe on him.
那个浪子能够回到父的家里，是因为他有儿子的地位。
And also the prodigal son, the reason he can come back to his father's house is because he holds the very position as a son.
但是他回到父家的时候
，But after when he comes back to his father's house，
他要一直留在父的家里面。
He has to continue to stay in his father's house。
他一直活在儿子的生命里面。
He has to continue to live in the life of the son。
让儿子的生命在他身上掌权。
So this life of son would have autonomy over him。
有一天他能够长大成人。
So until one day he has fully grown up,
满有基督长成的身量,
full of the measure of the stature, the fullness of Christ.
今天我们说我们不是靠行为称义。
Today we could say that we're not justified by deeds.
但是你读雅各书的时候,
But when you read the book, the epistle of James,
好像那个又讲到要靠行为称义。
As though it speaks up to the very thing of being justified by deeds.
但那个行为也是因信而有的。
But even that deed is from faith in Christ.
是本于信以至于信。
That's what the Bible teaches from faith to faith.
什么叫做本于信以至于信？
What is from faith to faith?
我们进门是因着相信。耶稣基督做我们的公义。
As we enter the door of God, it's because we believe Jesus Christ as our righteousness.
我们生命的成长也是一直因着相信耶稣基督做我们的生命。
And the growth of life is also because we continue to believe Jesus Christ as our life.
义人必因信而活。
The just shall live by faith.
当我们一直相信接受他的生命做我们的生命的时候
When we continue to believe and accept his life as our life
弟兄姊妹我们就按着这个公义的生命来生活的时候
Dear ones, as we live by this righteous life
我们就能够活出耶稣基督的义来
We'll be able to live out the righteousness of Christ.
这是两层的经历。
So this is the experience in two layers.
我们是因信入门。
By faith we enter.
我们还因信成圣。
And then by faith we're sanctified.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们多少时候，我们觉得我们好像活不出基督的生命。
Brothers and sisters, today, so many times we just feel we cannot live out of Christ's life.
我们好像光明洁白的细麻衣，我们不敢成天讲。
As though we would not dare to talk about this bright and white linen all day long.
因为我们以为讲到属灵的事，讲到教会的建造，讲到催促主的再来，这是大事啊。
Because when we talk about the great matters such as hastening the Lord's coming, the building of the church, and the second advent of Christ, all these spiritual things are thought as great matters.
所以我们就不从小事上来着眼。
Therefore, we do not focus our attention upon the little things.
以至于我们在小事上不忠心。
So as to the point that we become unfaithful in little things.
以至于我们在大事上也不能够显出基督的义来。
And then this leads us to the great matters in which we cannot manifest the righteousness of God.
今天我们能够在神的面前真正活出耶稣基督是我们的义。
Now today for us truly live out the very reality that Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
我们需要从小事上来学习。
We need to learn from small little things.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有去在你家里面看看你的书架子上？
Dear ones, have you ever taken a look at your bookshelves?
有哪本书不是你的？
Which book does not belong to you?
或者你是可能是十年前跟黄弟兄借的。
Maybe you probably
他有没有追你？你说都十年了，这个书。本来是他的，现在就变成是我的了。
Maybe you have borrowed this book from Brother Wong 10 years ago, and he's never on you as to this matter. So after all these years, it has now become yours.
这是不义。
This is unrighteousness.
早上聚会，后面都是空空的啊。
In the morning when we have the meetings.All the back seats are empty.
等到唱完诗了，这个讲人开始读圣经了，就后边就坐满了。
And after we finished the singing, and when the message was about to start, then the back pews are starting to be filled.
你聚会迟到，你里面有没有感觉
？Do you have any feeling if you're late for meetings?
这都是小事。
All these are little things, trivial.
但你里面有没有觉得不对？
But do you ever feel something's wrong in you?
你良心有没有过意不去？
Are there any scruples in your conscience?
当我们要行义的时候，
When we practice righteousness,
弟兄姊妹，这不光光是一个行为的问题。
Brother and sister, this is not merely a matter of deeds.
这是一个出于生命，然后用着生命来塑造我们的性格的问题。
This is more from the life and by which it will mold our characters.
如果我们不会听那良心上微小的声音，
If we are not able to listen to the small voice from our conscience,
难怪今天教会荒凉，因为建造教会的柱子第一根乃是公义。
No wonder the church is desolate because the first pillar to build up the church is righteousness.
基督是我们的公义。
Christ is our righteousness.
这是说到这位公义的主做我们的生命，我们要按照这个生命活出义的生活。
This is the righteous Lord is our alive, our righteousness, and by this we have to live out this righteous nature.
今天我们知道神的救恩。
Today we all know about God's salvation.
我们知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
We also know Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
若不靠着他钉十字架，我们没有办法进救恩的门。
We can never enter the door of salvation unless we trust in Him.
但是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在救恩方面，我们已经有个主观的经历。
In terms of salvation, the subjective experience of the salvation, we all have all attained to it.
但是耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在我们生命成长上面，在我们对付这个旧人的上面，我们有没有主观的经历？
But in terms of dealing with this old man, do we have this, the same kind of subjective experience as to him being Jesus Christ and crucified for us?
今天我们不是不知道耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Now today it's not that we do not know Jesus Christ is our life.
我们为什么活不出来？
Why do we cannot live it out?
或者我们为什么活得这么软弱？
Why do we live out such a weak life?
是我们没有让耶稣基督并他钉十字架，在我们生命成长，在我们亚当的生命被对付上面，我们积极的有主观的经历。
It's all because we do not have this active subjective experience to apply this very fact of Jesus Christ and Him crucified in our dealing with ourselves to grow our Christian life.
今天我们需要来到跟主的跟前。
Therefore, today we need to come at the feet of our Lord.
让基督成为我们的智慧这件事情实行在我们。
That if this little matter that Jesus Christ has become our righteousness being actually lived out.
两个月以前，我在安徽的乡下跟弟兄姊妹一起追求有一点的聚会。
Two months ago, I went to a province Anhui in mainland China, into the back road country, and then there we had some spiritual pursuit with brothers and sisters there.
弟兄姊妹，一些同工们都一起追求在一个房子里面。
So all the brothers and sisters and co-workers, we all stayed in one.
吃在那里，睡在那里，聚会在那里。
We ate there, we slept there, we had meetings there.
早上五点钟起床。
We got up in the morning at 5.
六点钟晨更。
And 6 o'clock we had morning devotion.
七点钟吃早饭。
7 o'clock we had breakfast.
因为大家起来也没地方坐，因为睡在那里，聚会在那里，所以洗洗脸、擦擦脸也没有。那半个钟头就通通搞定了，那就去晨更了。
Because we'll stay in there after we got up, after we wash up, then you know it just took half an hour, and then we just went on to morning devotion.
所以每天五点半到七点是晨更。
Therefore, actually 5:30 to 7 in the morning was our devotion time.
我就看到每个人呢去晨更就带一本小诗歌。
And I saw that everyone who came to the morning devotion, they just had this very little hymn book.
然后每个人拿一卷卫生纸。
And then also some tissues.
我就第一次参加他们这样的晨更。
And this is the very first time that I joined them in this morning devotion.
他们早上跪在那里，每个人倾心吐意，在神面前祷告、认罪、悔改、祈求。
As they felt knelt before God, pouring out their hearts, each one simply confessed their sins and they prayed to God.
他们当中很多是很多的难处的。
Many of them had really great difficulties.
好多是姊妹的同工。
And I realized they had many sisters that work together as the co-workers.
他们的丈夫有的还没有信主。
Some of their husbands had not believed in the Lord yet.
你想想，一个女传道，她的丈夫还没有信主，那家里的难处有多大
？Think of this for a female preaching a preacher whose husband has not believed in the Lord yet. How many difficulties would she encounter in her home?
我就发现这些的弟兄姊妹在这么多难处里面，他们能够坚强的。服侍主是因着他们每天早上的晨更。
But in the midst of all these difficulties, all these brothers and sisters are able to strongly serve the Lord, and the secret of this is because they all have this morning devotion.
一个半钟头一下子就过去。
One half hour, it simply flew.
我实在看到他们是那样真诚的、赤露敞开的来到。
So sincerely, so openly, they simply came before the presence of the Lord.
如果耶稣基督不是他们的生命，他们没有办法过他们的日子。
If Lord Jesus Christ is not their life, there is no way for them to live on.
他们的弟兄，带头的弟兄，当我讲完道以后，他就起来。简单的讲了几句话。
Now their leading brother, after I shared the message, he rose up and just said very simple words.
因为他们都是乡村的传道人，大概文化程度就是初中左右。
Because they are all country evangelist preachers, so their education level is probably just up to middle school.
他说我们。来到神的跟前要记住我们最主要的是三个点。
Even though they're uneducated, but they say that when we come before the Lord, we have to remember the three points.
首先
First,
我们要单纯。
Be simple.
我们向着主有一个单纯的心。
We have to have this simple heart to the Lord.
第二点
Second point,
我们来到主的面前我们要真。
Is, when we come before the Lord, we have to be real.
我们来到主的面前敬拜神。神要我们敬拜他是 in truth and in spirit 在灵里跟真实里面敬拜
When we come before him to worship God it has to be done in truth and spirit
第三
Third point
我们来到主的面前要学习每天学习与他面对面
As we come before the Lord we have to learn to meet him face to face.
今天，如果我们真是每天这样单纯、真诚，面对面的来到主的跟前。
Today, if every day we come before the Lord, simple, real, and see Him face to face.
基督的生命在我们里面，我们是靠着他的生命来生活。
Then we simply live by Christ's life.
我们不是守律法。
It's not holding on to law.
我们是按着里面生命的带领来生活的时候。
Instead, we live by the leading of His life.
他的公义、他的圣洁、他的救赎，就在我们身上自然的流出来。
Then His righteousness and His sanctification, His redemption should be so readily flowing out from us.
有的弟兄告诉我们。
Some brothers
told us,
Jesus Christ as our righteousness, this is the spiritual salvation.
基于耶稣基督是我们的圣洁，我们能够过得胜的生活，这是魂的救恩。
Now, Jesus Christ as our sanctification, so we can live a triumphant life, and this is the salvation of our soul.
基督耶稣是我们的救赎，这是有一天那荣耀的盼望，我们身体被赎。
Jesus Christ as our redemption is this very glorious hope that one day our body will be redeemed.
这是神给我们的全备的救恩。
And this is the whole full salvation God has granted us.
这是神的智慧。
And this is also God's wisdom.
这是耶稣基督并他钉十字架所成就的。
This is that which is accomplished by Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
今天
，today，
耶稣基督是我们的智慧，是我们的生命，已经在我们的里面。
Jesus Christ is our wisdom, is our life. He is already in us.
我们在基督里，基督也在我们里面。
We are in Christ, and Christ is in us.
这是神给我们的救恩。
This is the salvation given to us by God.
这是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
但愿耶稣基督并他钉十字架的实际显在我们的身上。
May the very reality of Jesus Christ and Him crucified be shown in us.
让我们的旧人伏在耶稣基督并他钉十字架的底下。
So that all man, old man is subject to Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
让我们不单单因信被称为义。
So we not only are justified by faith.
我们也因信靠着他的生命，义人必因信而活，而活出他的公义，他的圣洁。
But also by faith, by his life, that we the just shall live by faith to live out his righteousness, his sanctification.
求主让他的话实在在我们的里面支配我们思想、我们的生活、我们的服事。
May the Lord cause His word to drive us in our thinking, in our ways, in our living.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord command His gracious to all of us.
我们好不好请王弟兄带我们祷？哦，黄弟兄带我们祷告。
Brother Huang, would you please say a concluding prayer for us?
我们感谢你，
主
耶
稣。Lord, we thank you. Again, this morning you have shown us your precious heart. So that all of us who are justified by faith were saved by your grace. Have your life and you indwell us. And this life continues to work in us today. So that your full salvation will be formed in us. If only the Lord would continue to grant us faith like this. So that not only are we justified by faith, but also by faith we live in your presence. So that your full salvation will be accomplished in us who are redeemed. And we'll give all the even more glory to you. Lord, we give thanks to you for your presence with us this morning. Once again, we offer to you this praise and worship. So that your church, as she walks on earth, will walk according to your will. We look unto you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.